The charity Oxfam has come under scathing criticism for the way it handled claims of serious misconduct after the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. A report from the UK charity regulator has found Oxfam failed to properly investigate allegations that children may have been sexually abused. But rather than taking action against senior staff, they were simply allowed to resign and work elsewhere. Thomas Ariti reports.
An abuse of power, a culture of poor behaviour and serious mismanagement. The UK Charity Commission didn't hold back in its criticism of Oxfam.
The incidents in Haiti were very dismaying.
Baroness Tina Stoll is the chairwoman of the charity regulator.
I mean, what I feel, and I think what everybody feels, is very let down by Oxfam. This is one of our best known charities in the United Kingdom. It is there to put people first. And it failed to live up to people's expectations.
The report comes after an 18-month investigation into the way Oxfam handled claims of serious sexual misconduct in Haiti. It's 150 pages long, involving 7,000 pieces of evidence. And it concludes the organisation failed to properly investigate allegations that staff had paid for sex and children could have been involved.
I think this has been a wake-up call to the sector that they have a collective responsibility to keep beneficiaries safe.
Helen Evans raised her concerns at the time as Oxfam's global head of safeguarding. She's told the BBC she was brushed off.
It began with a Haiti story. Some years back, Oxfam workers were exploiting vulnerable women in the field, paying them for sex. And these were earthquake survivors. And this report also talks about potentially those having been underage. Before Oxfam went out to investigate, a concern had been raised that had been ignored. And that was in respect of underage girls being coerced to have sex with Oxfam workers. Reading the report, it expresses deep concern that Oxfam treated that as a malicious allegation and did not investigate it.
The report goes further than that. It says the incidents in Haiti identified in 2011 weren't one-offs. In fact, there were warning signs about problems with Oxfam staff the previous year too. But when the organisation conducted its own investigation, witnesses were intimidated. And in the end, senior staff who'd been implicated, including the country director, were allowed to resign.
He should have been dismissed, because in not dismissing him, it meant he could go on to work with other aid agencies, and I don't know what happened next.
When the allegations were first made public, it hit Oxfam hard. The charity lost thousands of donors, and as a result, millions of dollars. And for Helen Evans, that explains a lot.
To me, sadly, it was clear that they were, you know, prioritising protecting money over protecting people.
Oxfam says what happened in Haiti was shameful. Carolyn Thompson is the organisation's chair of trustees.
We work in some of the most dangerous and desperate places in the world. However much we do, there will be problems. What really matters is that we don't accept those problems, that we allow people a proper environment where they can report them, that once they're reported, we investigate them properly and we hold those accountable for them.
The Charity Commission has handed Oxfam an official warning, saying its failure to handle the events properly has damaged public trust in the organisation.
Thomas Ariti reporting.